There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
More than broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Bears at the Scouting Combine down in Indianapolis getting ready to watch the players work out starting on Friday. But John Fox and Ryan Pace speaking to the media today, and Fox getting closer to being done with evaluating the players.
Some of it's obvious with deadlines, and as far as they don't start till March. So we're going to take the full amount of time to gather information and visit and build a relationship and hopefully make the best decision for our organization.
While GM Ryan Pace admits that bringing in Vic Fangio does mean the Bears will be using a 3-4 defense.
That's obviously Vic Fangio. That's the system he comes from. So we had a lot of internal discussions about that. And really, you're in your base 3-4, a certain percentage of the time, but a lot of times you're in multiple defensive packages on third down.
Bears also met with Josh McCown today. He also talked to the Jets. As many as 8 teams interested in McCown's services for the upcoming season. Other NFL news, Vikings GM Rick Spielman stating that he expects star running back Adrian Peterson remain with the team in 2015. Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald gets a multi-year deal to stay in Arizona. Practice for the Bulls today ahead of their game Friday night in Detroit. First game after the All-Star break for the Bulls. Carmelo Anthony being shut down for the rest of the season by the Knicks. College hoops tonight on The Score. Coverage starts at 7:45 as DePaul hosts Providence. Northwestern is at Minnesota tonight. Loyola hosting number 11 Northern Iowa. Blackhawks skate against the Red Wings tonight, renewing their old rivalry. Hawks trying to win their third straight. Corey Crawford expected in net. Cubs pitchers and catchers report to spring training tomorrow, while Kevin Youkilis has been hired by the Cubs as a special assistant to Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer. White Sox pitchers and catchers get started on Friday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery. Download the Sports Mockery app. Search Sports Mockery. Join The Score and Steve McMichael live 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow from the Hyundai Experience at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCity.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Thinking about the Bears, this transitional year is going to be very, very strange. And I know once we get in sort of the week-to-week grind of an NFL season, we can't zoom out and say, all right, well, what does this all mean? I would say it's going to be a real effort to do that this year, to understand that whether it's 8-8 or 7-9 or some crazy 10-6 and they end up in the playoffs, we shouldn't overstate or overestimate the proximity to winning a title based on their performance this year, for better or worse.
This is a huge challenge. And, everybody says, well, that second year is the one you watch. That's the second year of the new coaches. That's what the record sort of shows. They're in the Super Bowl. What you're looking at when you start talking about some of the truly bad teams in the NFL is what all of them have in common. They don't have a quarterback.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Marcus?
You can lead by example. You can lead verbally. Jay Cutler, his personality isn't going to change. He's not going to become the most vocal guy in the locker room. He's not going to be the guy everybody comes to. But if he starts playing the way he is capable of playing with his physical abilities, he can lead that way. The problem with Marshall is that while he can lead that way, he also tends to become the anti-leader when he opens his mouth. There you've got, to me, a very different situation. I think that the Pace can stay with that position and say that in the case of Cutler, lead by example and will be fine. but it's pretty tough to stay with that position and keep Brandon Marshall around it. So I think that is a great point. I think it could be interesting to watch.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
She's a honey.
Dan Bernstein.
They switched the bodies.
That's not a way.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 3 or 4, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I never actually said that. That was dubbed in. I never said anything like that. Me so honey. Okay. This is, a significant, in my opinion anyway, day for the show.
Okay.
Because I think 14 years ago, we were really kind of new at this and still trying to figure out exactly what we were.
Right.
And what we were doing and how we were going to do it. And there was an event that occurred 14 years ago today that in its own way, there have been several things after that, of course. I mean, we've been doing this a long damn time, that crystallized what we do and who we are. But I thought, and I was thinking back and looking at it today and thinking, you know, that's really the first thing that happened that, you know, and then later in the year we had all kinds of, you know, really bad things happen and I disappeared and that sort of thing. But that's you know, that was just 2001. But this happened in 2001 on this very day. And I believe it began to show what this show was all about. And I don't know how many people were listening back then, how many people were interested back then, but we had just barely started. And it was a day. We've had many interesting days, but that was an interesting day and an interesting aftermath to it as well. And I think that established something about this show and what we say. And
I'm stumped. I'm like Ron Santo
and Harvey Keene.
You're really
stumped? Always stumped.
Yeah.
You're, really, hey, Harvey.
Well, can we help you then?
Yeah. It was the day that we were taking calls after Dale Earnhardt died.
Correct. 14 years ago today.
I wouldn't have known that. Oh, it was 14 years ago.
14 years ago today, dude.
No, I'm serious. I didn't know.
And I think that helped establish something for this show. I'm not sure what, but
I thought it was going to be that greasy lawyer that threatened to sue us. Remember that?
Yeah.
Which one?
No. Remember there was the guy, some guy involved in some. Governor or some city thing, and he was on the front page of the Tribune, and I said he looked like he came from central casting on The Sopranos, and then he got everybody scared because he said he was going to sue us, and we said, well, no, because if you're on the front page of the Tribune, people are allowed to make fun of you.
I really thought you would have guessed what today was.
No, I swear I didn't know. Yeah,
Terry and I celebrated with head cheese sandwiches this morning.
Yes, we did.
I love head cheese.
I know you do.
Oh, so good.
I just think it was quite a day, and it had an aftermath that went on for a while that caused trouble. And,
right.
And it just was. I'm not sure why it happened that way, but it happened that way.
It was the first time people got really, 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 yeah. really mad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. Yeah. I thought it was fairly innocuous to say when people said they were shocked that Dale Earnhardt was dead.
Right.
Right. I'm yes. shocked Dale's dead.
Yeah, we took.
And
a
we
lot
said
of those calls.
You're allowed to be sad. But you're not allowed to be shocked.
Yeah.
And then you said, if you are a fan of a NASCAR driver, don't get too attached.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is perfectly good advice.
Although, you know what? I don't think since then, really, on that circuit, there's been a death. I mean, they've
no, open wheel, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was just a marking day for us. And I thought after that, I mean, I wasn't really sure what we were going to do, what we're going to be. It was very early on. And I mean, when I talk about early on, when you're trying to establish a show and figuring out where each of us are and what we do and all the other stuff, there's a rhythm thing that goes on. There's a certain thing. And I don't know what we had established by then, but I know that day was a something.
That was a
day that you kind of got an idea what this show was going to be.
And we got an idea what the response was going to be.
Yes.
Down to the fact that they had to hire a private security guard to walk us to our cars.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. They did.
That one, and that was quite a thing.
And then I strapped a helmet on and drove it into a wall.
And we did put on your Hans device, right. Because that was really, and we had a caller who said something that day I remember too, said if you're a fan of somebody who notoriously aggressively
mm-hmm.
drives a piece of metal around at 200 miles an hour and shuns the latest technology yep. in protective devices,
correct.
There's a good chance that any actuary who is looking at that would have him circled as possibly being dead soon.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, I'm not sure what, you know, I'm not sure. Sometimes you say to yourself, hey, we established something really good. I think we did something really good there. We kind of showed what this show can be and what maybe where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that did or didn't totally, but it was certainly up to that point that I can recall a day that was stunning in many ways. Not that he was dead, hardly stunning that a guy, you know, you drive 200 miles into a wall is dead. That's not stunning, but the reaction,
yep,
and just the craziness that ensued from simple logic on our part.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we are mean. I don't think in this case we were. Now we are. now we right. certainly are.
We're certainly meaner than we were.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, certainly. But on this day, I don't think that was intentional. I think it was logic.
Right.
And, oh, my God, it was over the top. So, yeah, that's 14 years
wow.
ago today. That
it doesn't feel like, well, in some respects it does when I think about sort of where we were and what I think else was going on in my life 14 years ago, but no, it was...
Well, it matters. It matters what was going on in your life 14 years ago. You know, it does. Yeah. I mean, that does, like I said, like me with the hockey, it matters where you are in your life.
The context, yeah.
But for us, it was like, holy crap. I'm
like, really, people?
Yeah, I'm working with a guy that is an idiot. I thought, wow, people want to have their way with him. And Maddie and I debated with somebody. I said, should we let him? But it was just a day that was sort of early on in the show. And I think some people are always accused of doing something to, you know, that they really don't mean just to catch attention. And that's not what we did.
No,
you know,
I just,
that's
I guess
not what we did. It's been honest.
I guess initially it was strange. The outpouring of emotion.
Oh my God.
From people was just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because of the connection that he had with people in that sport. Mm-hmm. And it's a bizarre sport anyway. And I yes. actually have had some experience with it, having worked at a sports desk of a TV station in North Carolina in the pre-internet age.
I thought you drove into a wall.
Well, I would occasionally do that. But when people,
sure.
But then with the phones ringing, one of my jobs as an intern was to sit there and answer phones from people asking who won at all these various tracks and asking for updates. They would call the television station and say, who's running third at Darlington? And it would be my job to kind of have an eye on whatever television news feed we had. And
thank God times have changed.
Update people.
They'd be calling
right.
here for that today.
Well, you remember what people used to call the score for? You remember? That when the score first started, people in Chicago actually thought we were one of these places you call in to get scores.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because there was, actually, I think it was Schuster. Wasn't it Schuster that was in charge of one of those phone-in update? It was like the...
Wasn't it Score Phone or
Sports
Phone?
No, it was after Sports Phone. He worked for Sports Phone. Okay. He started something after Sports Phone.
Well, people still call.
Well, Sports Phone was a recorded message. And right. I used to call that as a kid all the time. But then they changed it to a bank of live like operators who were also sportscasters who would give you a tailored sportscast.
Well, I have a threesome.
He could throw that in, too, depending on what you wanted to pay him.
Well, sure, what you want the score of.
Yeah, we still have people that call today for scores. I mean, people call for scores. People call to find out what channel a team is playing on, mm-hmm. what time a game is on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time.
I can't find 6656.
I think, you know,
I can't get it.
I just think there was a well, we faced the Sun-Times phone never stopped ringing. If it wasn't, you know, ringing for scores, it was ringing for somebody who wanted to talk dirty to Joe Goddard. So, you know, you take your pick.
well, he'd occasionally oblige.
Sure. I'd happily fill in. You know,
well, you know, I want to tell you guys real quick before I forget here that we'll have something special tomorrow. Your guy Jim Tomsula,
yes,
makes his national media debut. And we will we're gonna run it 11:30 tomorrow morning, and so we'll have all the audio for our show tomorrow. His
good.
National media debut
as what?
Is it?
Is it a press conference?
He's speaking at the combine.
Combine.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll run it off the 49ers
It'd
website. Be
priceless.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to combine, but they're gonna combine something.
Yeah.
You know where he's heading?
Where?
Partner with Les. He's on the fast track.
I'm just so glad that he allowed us to identify him early on.
Oh, yeah.
As something very, very special.
Yeah, we've been chasing
a
guy who wrote
landscape.
About him too that agrees with Kawakami about just say, what are you doing? We've been chasing this guy all week, too. It's like one of the, another one, yet another guy saying, what are you doing?
You talking about Banks, Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll have mine next week. He just couldn't do it. He's too busy this week with combine
stuff.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, from SI.
He has to decipher what Jim Tomsula says tomorrow.
A text here from the 773 says, guys, I remember the Dale Earnhardt death day, but but my favorite was hearing Terry after John Denver died. Yeah, that was
wasn't a skiing accident?
No.
No, plane.
What did John Denver, ocean.
Plane into the water.
Plane into the ocean.
Plane into water.
Experimental plane. I guess it was an experimental plane that didn't float.
No. Bob Collins is the experimental trick
that
plane.
That was dropping in on his listeners.
Right.
Who died in a ski accident?
Sonny Bono one of the Kennedys.
Not Bono, but Bono.
No, Bono. Bono is fine.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Bono, not so much.
Yeah, John Denver, that was October 12th, 1997.
Well, he should have had one of those. Have you seen those planes now, the small aircraft that have the parachute?
Oh, the ultralights? Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, sure.
Did you see the guy about 2 weeks ago it happened?
They're always flying around Pebble Beach. They always show them during the golf tournament. You see the guys out there on the cliffs in the ultralights.
What do you mean?
During the golf tournament.
The parachute's like, you see the parachute the whole time? What are you talking
about? Well, those are the paragliders. It's like a powered parachute. Are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about an actual small aircraft.
That has a parachute system.
It deploys a parachute. And a guy about 2 weeks ago, it deployed. And we saw the video, and it was amazing.
And he died.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, okay.
He got out. He was good. Yeah, John Denver should have had one of those.
I think the only thing experimental about John Denver's plane was trying to see if it was also a submarine. And I would say
it was something that he was doing. It was in wasn't it labeled an experimental plane?
Let me see.
Well, it had no wings, Terry. That's why.
The members of no wings.
Wanted to try it out.
You know what? Here, this according to Wikipedia.
Had no wings, no engine.
Yeah, experimental. No landing, you're right. Gear. Experimental Rutan long easy plane.
Easy to
easy to drop it in the
easy
water.
To crash. Right. Anyone can crash this plane.
Denver was immediately hired by Malaysian Airlines. All right.
I like the cut of this guy's jib. Why, sir? Well, he knows how to fly a plane directly into the water. Hire that man. Malaysian Airlines written all over him.
I was open for just, you know, slicing him to ribbons. And you know, it wasn't, I didn't like, I mean, you know, he was a likable guy, but for the love of God, don't fly that thing into the ocean.
The NTSB said the leading cause of the accident was John Denver's inability to execute safely a switch of fuel tanks in flight.
Well, that seems like you should be able to do that, basically, doesn't it, to you?
Well,
I mean, you're a longtime pilot.
Shouldn't it just be like a button flip or something?
Yeah, a button flip.
If the plane's properly designed, there should be
did he have to get out of the plane and like manually switch tanks?
It was on the wing.
You know what? You know what I'd like to do if I'm buying an experimental plane? I'd like to have that automated.
I would think so.
I'd like to think that if one fuel tank's running down, that it's not on me to keep checking.
That's like trying to change a tire in a moving car.
John, yeah, you're out of gas. Ah, oh, damn.
Opens the door, climbs out under the wing. Well, anyway, got a toolbox with him.
Hey, we did have, John Denver was a lot of fun, I did that. I pretty much said, you know, what are you, something. I said then, but I can't say now. But, he did fly it, run, you know, it was an experimental plane. He loved to do it. He did this all the time, Maddie, same plane. He took it out a lot. That's what he liked to do. I mean, he had more money than any, you know.
I think John Travolta flies all sorts of planes, too, doesn't
big
he?
Ones, though. Yeah, he flies the real planes.
Doesn't he have an actual 747 or something in his front yard?
He does. He might, because he lives on an airstrip.
Yes. He has it parked in his
right,
front.
It's a giant regular like passenger airplane.
Correct.
And the other guy who did, and correct, you can look this up, because I want to make sure I'm getting his name right. The lead singer of Iron Maiden. Oh. I think his name is Bruce Dickinson.
Janis.
No, I think it's Bruce. I want to say Bruce Jenner. Dickinson, Iron Maiden lead singer, who is also a commercial airline pilot like Travolta, like could fly a wide-body jet.
Yeah, I think Travolta can fly them all, but he does have one in Florida that he puts in his front yard.
As long as he doesn't fly into the ocean, he's fine.
No, he's not. No, he has not yet. And he does enjoy those trips. It sure makes the trips easy. You just get in the plane and go.
Oh, I know there are trips he enjoys.
Have you guys ever flown on like a small aircraft, like a single engine?
Sure.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. No. Cessna, Piper Cub.
You couldn't. Yeah.
I've actually flown. Thanks. I went up. A family friend was a longtime American Airlines DC-10 pilot. He lived on an airstrip in Naperville.
And he took me up in a training plane and actually, once we were up, gave me the controls. There were two full sets of controls.
That's unfortunate, right?
And he taught me how to turn. We did stalls, which were terrifying.
You couldn't pay me enough money to get in one of those kind of planes.
No, not enough.
Are you kidding? With a seasoned Air Force veteran DC-10 pilot?
Seasoned or family friend? No, thanks.
If he's not flying it.
Oh, no, it was great. No, and doing a stall is a little frightening, though.
Nope.
Because he kept saying, pull back on the stick, pull back yeah. until the airfoil fails, and then you've got to jam on the...
Yeah, when you deliberately make your plane fail, you deserve to die.
It was fun, though.
You deserve to crash.
It was scary, yeah. but once you get the hang of it, you have to nose down and power up, and then you come out of the stall.
Why didn't you tell John Denver that?
Because he ran out of gas. You can't power up with no gas.
Oh, boy.
That's just nose down and go to the ocean.
How far is a guy like John Denver flying that he needs to switch fuel tanks?
I don't know. It was a small tank. Maybe that was the experiment.
Yeah, maybe that was the experiment.
We're going to fly with no gas.
He made it to the Pacific Ocean. Right.
How far can we fly without gas?
I'll try that. That's a great experiment you got there.
I'm sorry.
It was like a giant paper towel tube.
You know, see, but that... it's crawled the thing.
Inside.
That was absolutely 100% intended as actual insults to John Denver. That's what I was doing.
As opposed to the Dale Earnhardt stuff, which
we
wasn't.
Were not doing that.
Yeah, but now I kind of want to. Because dealing with those people, what happened was it made me then want to after the fact, because then the people were threatening my life.
Right.
Because I was saying that maybe, he was kind of going to die at some point.
Well,
you can't say that about Dale. That's not true.
At 200 miles an hour, I'll tell you that.
Orson Bernstein, and we're late. You have the score.
Get the latest on the 2015 NFL Combine from the Score. Listen for live reports from our Bears experts. Hub Arkish, Patrick Menele, Zach Zaitman, and Dan Durkin. All reporting live from the Combine. With the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears' top picks in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. You will never guess who got the most run on Fat Tuesday. The Red Sox fat free agent. Breaking news, Boston's new third baseman showed up for spring training looking pudgy. That's right, the same way he left in October. Look, if you're taken aback by Pablo Sandoval looking portly, then you've never seen this guy before. Looks like the Panda spent his offseason at Panda Express. Really funny. Yeah, but not really, because I know where he spent two of his last few postseasons. In the World Series. Who cares if the man looks 300 pounds? He hit 366 in the series last year. He hit 364 in 2012. This is not the post doing Derek Eater dirty and saying he's at a fork in the road. This is a real picture of a real chunky dude. My man likes his fastballs like he takes his potatoes. Mashed. I'm Jim Rome.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates. Plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com. When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple
Chevrolet. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me the hole.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Illinois has cut the lease tax. New lessees can save up to 50% off the sales tax on your next Audi lease at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. Visit AudiHoffmanEstates.com for details and to schedule a test drive of a 2015 Audi A3, A4, or Q5 Quattro. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody.
Wild Wings in Berwyn.
Tomorrow,
join 670 The Score's Boers and Bernstein Show, broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place from 1 to 6. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas. Check out the stylish and smart Toyota RAV4, brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Scope, we're doing the second half in a couple moments. Catch up on some other stuff of the day. But just talking about, the history of this show a little bit. And the first, I don't know it's the first big event, but it's certainly the event that caught more people's attention and caused, like, stuff that I didn't think anything would cause on this show. I had no idea where it was going. I didn't think it was going there.
Well, and then we learned that you never know what's going to cause what.
Yep.
Say stuff, go
Seems
home.
Seems innocuous.
Yep. Jim is on the score. Hello, Jim.
Hi. I wanted to mention that all ultralights are classified as experimental. They have gas tanks on them that are like motorcycle gas tanks, and so there's a lever on the bottom that you have to flip over to get to your reserve gas supply. John Denver had just bought that ultralight. It was the first time he was flying it, and he never had no idea where that lever was. When he leaned down trying to find it, that's when he stalled it and went straight down. Another thing I'd like to say is John Denver and also Dale Earnhardt have something in common. They're both penises.
What?
Well, I don't know that's true.
Yeah, I know. Everybody loved John Denver.
I don't think that's true at all.
Strange
dude, see what I mean? What? Reach for this lever. Yeah, I don't think that's true. I don't think John Denver had that reputation for a second.
No, everybody loved that guy.
Yeah.
But
Not for a second.
I would think you would know the procedure to switch fuel tanks, and if he didn't, that's on him.
Right. You might not want to take off until you think you have that down, where the tank is.
Yeah, gas. How you get gas. More gas? Mm. Mark in Wheeling, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay. Good.
About before last season, we had a conversation about Josh and Cutler. You said no way would Josh ever be the quarterback. Cutler's our guy. Well, no, Dan, what do you have to say now?
Did you watch McCown? He's the worst quarterback in the league last year.
They called him the worst quarterback in the history after last year.
Fox is talking to Josh, I understand.
Not because he thinks he's better than Cutler.
No, that's not what the idea here.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be the quarterback.
Mark, hold on a second.
Oh, boy, Mark, you are.
Mark, there's something wrong with your brain pan.
Something wrong with you. Something's not working.
We'll talk again.
No, don't hang up, Mark. Don't hang up.
I'm not.
Okay.
Mark,
whether or not he's the quarterback has nothing to do with whether or not they think he's better than Cutler. You get that, right?
You know, I hate to tell you this, but he may be better than Cutler.
Mark, did you watch him last year?
He's not better than Cutler.
He didn't look... Mark, talking about Tampa Bay or the year before?
Mark, did you watch him last year when given a chance to start a full season?
In a system that
did you watch him?
That was orchestrated because
you watch him?
Can you talk a little slower? I'm having trouble grasping.
Answer the question.
Yes, I did watch him.
All right, what did you see?
I saw a man that wants to come back to the Windy City.
No. You didn't see that during games. You didn't see a man who wants to go anywhere except be awful. That's what you saw if you watched him and you know it.
You can't look at that 1 year.
Okay,
how about
how about every other year of his career? He's 36, Mark.
36 is not old.
But he's bad.
That never gets old, being bad.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo.
That's what I mean. That's your lieutenant colonel in the army of stupid.
I know. He's the captain right now. He's leading the troops in the 1-2 battle. That guy, idiot.
Deep breaths. You know, you guys just long show to go still.
That's right. Long way to go. You're right.
Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. Bears the scouting combine with workouts beginning Friday. And Ryan Pace is excited about the coordinators he's hired.
Both those guys are strong. You know, I look at coordinators almost as like free agent acquisitions. So when we got those guys, you know, it's exciting within the building. Adam just has so much energy to him and so much confidence to him. And Vic has so much experience, and he's such an intelligent guy. And I'm so excited to work with both those guys.
Well, the Bears did meet with Josh McCown today. The Jets did too. As many as 8 teams interested in the former Bears quarterback services. NBA first practice for the Bulls after the All-Star break today. Friday, they're in Detroit. College Hoops on the Score tonight. DePaul hosting Providence. Coverage begins at 7:45. Northwestern is at Minnesota tonight. Loyola hosts number 11, Northern Iowa. Blackhawks, Red Wings at the UC. Hawks looking for their third straight win. It's the fifth of their 8-game homestand. Corey Crawford expected in net. Cubs pitchers and catchers hit spring training tomorrow. Cubs hired Kevin Youkilis today to be a special assistant. The White Sox have their pitchers and catchers report in Glendale, Arizona on Friday. Join the Score live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow from the Hyundai broadcast at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. See the Genesis at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're ready for the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
In the first half of the show, we talked a lot of Bears because John Fox and Ryan Pace both spoke to the media today, and neither one really said anything. Bears are going to be a primary 3-4 defense.
Yes, they are.
They didn't let on who's going to play where. They said guys will define by their abilities where they're supposed to play, and they continued to punt on the will Jay Cutler be their quarterback question? Will Brandon Marshall be on the team? They talked in generalities and vagaries, and we continue to guess, but maybe it means something that they did not come out in full support or any kind of support, frankly, of either one of those guys. Talked to Zach Zaidman about that. Mm-hmm. And just wondering where the hell the NBA is. It just seems very weird that they just won't.
Where'd you go?
Where you go?
Where you go?
I mentioned that I enjoyed the Of Miracles and Men, the documentary that got a chance to check out, and yet another sort of non-sportsy night while you were watching your college basketball. I was doing that. And
a significant day for us. Yeah. The death of Dale Earnhardt, the 14-year anniversary.
Happy Death Day.
And the second half, by the way, brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. Now, as we get ready for baseball, because that's all we have, we're building this bridge to baseball. This is the Tigers kind of having, I don't think, a great offseason. The Scherzer's gone. A lot of things have changed for the Tigers. And this is the report on Justin Verlander. He had his offseason surgery a year ago, a procedure that repaired core muscles around his left hip and robbed him of a winter of weight training and conditioning. The ailments combined a good bit to his career worst in 2014 when he gave up 104 earned runs. I did not know this. Mm-hmm. That's the most in the American League. Oh. While posting a 4.54 ERA and allowing nearly 10 hits per 9 innings. That continued a gradual slide since Verlander won both the AL Cy Young and MVP awards in 2011, a period during which Max Scherzer claimed the distinction of Tigers ace. Now, Scherzer has gone on a reversal of fortune from Verlander, signed to a 7-year, $180 million deal before the 2013 season is paramount. And this is what Dave Dombrowski said. Justin's very important to us under any circumstances. You look at Max, a tremendous pitcher, leaving. It puts a lot on your other guys. He's had a healthy offseason. He's worked very hard. He feels great. He had no issues this winter at all. Now, I can't make head or tails out of what caused what. I mean, I understand that you come off an injury that I probably downplayed the seriousness of listening to it, reading about it, but this staff is not as good as it once was, and the White Sox, and this division, the Tigers have dominated. They have dominated this division. I think they won 4 straight years. Does that sound right? And the World Series team is also in this division. But right now, looking at this and looking at the rest of what the Tigers have, the White Sox are right there.
And what a perfect lead-in to this note from Baseball Prospectus that our guy, Sahadev Sharma, is once again revisiting this question of why the Pecota algorithm historically tends to underestimate the White Sox. He says it's become an annual tradition on the south side of Chicago for somebody to inevitably take issue with the Pecota projections for the Sox. I'll admit this year, I can see where those people are coming from. With all the improvements the team has made, overhauling one of the worst bullpens I can remember watching on a regular basis, bolstering both the rotation and the lineup with proven commodities, it's a little odd to see a projection of 78 wins, just five more than last season's disappointing total. However, it certainly isn't the first time Pecota has had Chicagoans scratching their heads when it came to the White Sox. And he goes through a lot of the math, and he says it's the pitching projections that point to 78 wins. In particular, it's the two starters behind Cy Young candidate Chris Sale, Jeff Samardzija, and Jose Quintana, who are projected to combine for less than 2.5 wins of value. In both cases, Pecota's using data from seasons years ago that might not properly represent just how different each pitcher has become. It's not a glitch in Pecota, it's just a reality. More often than not, using more data is the right way to go. But with Samardzija and Quintana, it might cloud our view of what they've become. And he does multiple paragraphs on both players and how they've changed and how some of the current may be better than the further in the past. But he said, no, White Sox fans, Pecota doesn't hate your team. Pecota has some very sound reasoning behind his projected 78 wins, but it's very easy, with just better than projected performances from Samardzija and Quintana, to believe they can outperform these expectations. Add in that this team seemingly has improved in nearly every position, in some cases drastically, and a five-win improvement certainly seems conservative, but that's Pecota's job, to be conservative and, in general, more realistic than the rest of us. But sometimes we can see things that Pecota can't. That might once again turn out to be the case in Chicago.
You know, we mentioned earlier in the show that I mentioned this, and I don't know if this is true. I'll check with you now.
All right.
That ABC reported last night that Ernie was buried a week ago. Ernie Banks, is that right? Or is that completely false?
I thought that that was unconfirmed.
Well, they said he was buried a week ago, so that would make it, what's a week ago? Whatever. That would be a week ago. They used the term a week ago in that Graceland cemetery.
Graceland denies that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The report wasn't complete. You know, it sort of stopped there. It just said, we're reporting that all this to-do and all this about that they're reporting, their sources say, that Ernie was buried a week ago in Graceland Cemetery. But yet, was it yesterday, Graceland Cemetery, or the day before, adamantly denied that he was buried there, did they not?
The cemetery has declined to confirm whether Banks was buried there. They continue to decline to confirm.
Well, they report that he is buried there.
Well, he may be, but there's still an effort to have him cremated. And yes, if you're noticing, and we pointed this out, it's a very slight but significant change to the reporting. And my suggestion would be, it's time to start looking closer at Regina Rice. It is time to start asking some questions here. It is time to start digging a little bit, because the picture that we're getting of this woman is of a sort of a self-important climber, somebody who represents herself socially as what, a singer and performer and celebrity manager. We saw the Facebook post, the video from the spa with the champagne. I am beginning to wonder here, when you factor in with what the family lawyer initially said to CNN about his death not being natural causes, I would say that if it's somebody who's interested in this, and I would hope that there is somebody
should be,
where it's time. It's time to shine a light on Regina Rice and learn a lot more about this supposed caregiver, because I'm getting very curious.
Well, let me ask you a question before we move on to the last item. Is none of the what you described, that's exactly the way to describe her. That doesn't sound like a caregiver. Does that sound like a caregiver to you?
Nicely done. That's the second half.
We do it every damn day. We always ask you what you think of this or the other things the Bears, little Bears news we're talking about today. They spoke today at the Combine, said nothing. 312-644-6767. And see, already the Josh McCollum people have arrived. Wow. They're back. Oh, my God. You've got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Molly! Hanley.
And Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee out of courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Erwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville is a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Chicago's Big Ten.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the green parking garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls. Monday. Only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Welsh University.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
A bounce pass is picked, and here we go to the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, I think it's obviously the interest, or we probably wouldn't have met with him. But he's a guy that's had opportunities as a starter in this league. He's served as a backup. He's the right kind of guy, I know, from my perspective, that you want on your football team. So we'll see where it goes. He's got relationships with a lot of people in this league, and, you know, that have high opinions of him. And, you know, we'll see where that goes.
That is John Fox earlier today. He was talking at the Combine. Ryan Pace also spoke. You've got Chicago Sports Radio 6-7, The Score, Boers and Bernstein. And there you have it. But if I'm looking at that list of free agent quarterbacks, first of all, I'm throwing up. Then I'm going to stop. I'm going to grab myself. Stop. Enough. That's enough. And then say, okay, I'm looking at this list. I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. That guy's up. Whatever. And you see Josh McCown and you go, oh.
Well, let me ask you this. If there are eight teams, eight supposedly interested in Josh McCown, is the contract really that prohibitive of Jay Cutler that you couldn't say, hey, they say, attention, teams this interested in somebody this
that's
bad, if you want somebody who's, I don't know, maybe he's the 12th best quarterback in the league, maybe he's the 10th best quarterback in the league. Either way, a guy who's proven
even if he's 15th or 16th, you're better than what you have.
Right. I mean,
you have a dope quarterback.
Right. Wouldn't that be worth some kind of premium?
Yes.
And say, yeah, you know, we know what he is. We're not going to lie to you. We're not selling you a bill of goods. You know what he is. You all have televisions. But all of a sudden, that's the guy that can walk in and make every throw in your playbook.
Yep.
Right away.
Yep. That's what I said. I don't see why. Instead of look, the draft isn't going to help you. There are two quarterbacks that people really like. I like neither one of them at all. Not really very much. And you look at this list of free agent quarterbacks is just sick. It's just awful. So that's not going to help you either. Most of these guys have had a chance and sucked, and you know they're no good. You know what they are. And you're a team that's been awful forever. Awful. Why not give it a run? Pay the money. You probably don't have a very expensive team anyway. You don't have a quarterback, right? So what? Why wouldn't you?
Eight teams interested in a guy that bad. Okay. Yeah. Westside Mike, you're on the score. Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, can I say something? Can I say John Fox for having another heart attack? If he had a heart attack, he's going to go down there and visit James Brown. I'm telling you, do not give that quarterback a chance. Did you see what he did at Tampa Bay? He even broke his freaking arm. Do not give Cutler another chance. Please don't go get that hot garbage Winston, and don't get that cracking duck from Oregon. Leave those people in the garbage. Find you another quarterback somewhere on the street. Boy, anyway, please don't let them quarterbacks start. Because if you do, you're going to have a heart attack, and you will visit James Brown. And that one more thing, P.S., y'all need to investigate that gold-digging woman that did the baseball player wrong. I ain't going to say his name. The woman is a hot garbage. I don't trust no woman. Got a purse looking like a luggage bag. Check her out quickly.
Agree. I'm with Westside Mike. From what I can figure out,
we will have all of that for you later.
From what I could determine, I am with him on this. There is something to me is up with Regina Rice. Something I don't like. Something that my spider sense tells me is unsavory.
All right, here are your I would agree with that. Here are your, because again, caregivers don't have three other occupations.
They're not climbers.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. Yeah, that's okay. Here you are, Matt Moore.
Don't do this again.
Josh McCown.
What the hell is wrong with you? Stop
Jake
it.
Jake Locker.
Stop.
Michael Vick.
La la la
no,
la
Orton
la
retired.
La la la. Not listening.
Matt
I'm not
Hasselbeck.
Listening. I'm not listening.
Kristen Ponder.
Stop.
I'm
torture.
Just talking about teams who are looking for a quarterback, right? There's always somebody looking. And if comparing any of these guys to making a deal for Cutler, right?
Yeah, but don't
Blaine
say
Gabbert, Sean Hill, Jason Campbell. Oh, he's still going.
God.
Tavares Jackson, Brian Hoyer, no. Matt Flynn, Ryan Mallett.
Can't breathe.
My guy, Ryan Mallett. Tyrod Taylor.
Breaking out in hives.
TJ Yates.
Soiled myself.
Jimmy Clausen.
Oh.
Scott Tolzien.
Oh,
Joe
gonna,
Webb.
The vapors.
Dan Orlovsky.
Stop,
Colt McCoy.
Please.
Kellen Moore.
I'm bleeding out my eyes.
Austin Davis.
Oh. I've got acid
Josh Johnson,
reflux.
Ryan Lindley, Jordan Palmer, Case Keenum, Tyler Thigpen, Chester Stewart, Kyle Newhall, Caballero, and G.J. Kinney, and Tyler Hansen.
Keep going, Terry. You're not dead yet. Here, I'll add to it here
list.
For you. Kevin Fishbane, his Twitter account, he just tweeted out, as day one of the Combine wraps up,
yep.
The current NFL player's name who was mentioned the most in Indy?
Mm-hmm.
Josh McCown. He's dead.
Good.
Finally.
All right, Matt Aiden, it's you and I, buddy.
14 years from now, we're going to celebrate this day, too. If I'd have known it was that simple.
Yeah, we don't know if that's simple. I wish I'd had this list before.
Yes.
I wish I'd had it before. Could have got rid of him. Could have had fun. Fun in this time slot. There's nothing but fun. I'm trying to help Ryan Pace. That is clown college repeatedly. That is unbelievably bad.
Well, I just don't know bad. What, I mean, you have no other options. I mean, if you bring McCown in, if you really want to, you know, cut Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
And take whatever financial penalty you have.
Yep.
And bring in McCown for a year. I don't see it that way. You know, I know what Jay Cutler is. I also know that last year was a pretty bad year for Josh. I'm sorry,
yes,
for Jay.
For both of them.
Brandon wasn't healthy. You know, the offense was down. Your offensive line was hurt top to bottom. I mean, I'm not sure if you had the same offensive line start, you know, two games in a row even. I just think that the best thing to do for next year with a new staff coming in, trying to fix this defense and make it respectable again, is you stay with Jay Cutler one more year. I'm not saying that you look beyond that, but you just do it one more year because there's nothing else out there. You have to try to go out and try to win games next year. You have to.
I just woke up. What happened?
Oh, we fired you, so you can,
yeah,
you can go home.
We were celebrating.
I can go home now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, we opened up. We're already popping the champagne.
You can
spa.
Hit the grocery store right now and get some cheap meat for your kids' dinner. And
I guess my thoughts and prayers hashtag worked.
Why?
Give it to Dan's back.
Yeah, thanks. It works via Twitter now. They fixed that. They fixed that that little bug. They patched it.
Well, the only way it works, though, it means that you believe in God now. So.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So you have to thank him before and after every show.
Oh, I do anyway, just to myself.
I do.
Very, very quietly. You have Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Tune in Monday at 9 a.m. for the inaugural edition of the new Spiegel & Golf Show. That's right, Jason Golf is back and ready to talk Chicago sports with you and Spiegs.
The score has forced me to put pants back on and come to work every day, so check us out 9-1.
It's funny to look around and see everybody relearning their brother handshakes.
A big welcome back to Jason Golf, half of the new Spiegel & Golf Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, the best wine comes from the best vineyards. That is never going to change. That's just the deal. But sometimes those vineyards make a little too much wine for their bottling. And that's when Cameron Hughes comes in, because his business is identifying that juice when it becomes available, then buying up the extra wine and selling it directly to you, which means you get exceptional wine at great prices. And I've tried almost everything that he's got in his cellar, and he's walked me through some of this stuff personally with tastings and all that. But here's an example of what he does. Try the Lot 386 2011 California Field Blend. This is a blend of Zinfandel and Syrah and Petite Syrah, where you get those dense, fresh black fruit notes and a little bit of red fruit, the spicy accent to it. And it's a delicious, complex wine if you like these kind of California red blends. A 91 pointer and a gold medal at the San Francisco International Wine Competition, and also a gold medal at the Denver International Wine Competition. And it's sourced from vineyards that produce some of California's best Zins. And it's big, and it's bold, and it's glorious. You would normally get a wine like this for a minimum of $50. The regular price on this is $12. But right now, they are going through something very, very special called the Fatten Your Cellar Sale, where everything is deeply discounted. So how about that wine, the California Field Blend, for $9. And your entire shipment ships for free. I can't tell you how insane this is. Wine is very, very heavy. You're talking about a case of wine being propelled to you right to your doorstep for free. And I want you to try these wines. So if you want this deal, my mouth is watering as I'm talking. If you want this deal, go to chwine.com. Use my code Dan. chwine.com right now. Your price is already 30 to 70% below retail, discounted even further, and free shipping. Click the microphone in the upper left corner at chwine.com. Enter my code, Dan. I'll spell it, D-A-N, chwine.com. Enter the code. Don't wait. The sale, this offer, the free shipping is not going to last.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?